Hello, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. I am your host, Ola, and I'm here with your buddy, Rohit.
And Joseph. Rohit, Joseph, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it.
Yeah, and we are, you know, we're here to play jams for you. You know, same thing we do every Thursday, every week. We spin some nice tunes for you, but usually we have a theme that tends to be usually we are very, very politicized people.
So yeah, like,
we tend to like have very, very political songs going on. So we apologize for that.
Why should we, man?
We shouldn't be apologizing though.
Yeah. It's a political time.
I do what I want. No, not really. But yeah, it's a political time. The elections are on Monday, October 19th.
October 19th.
How are you feeling about that?
Man, I'm stressed. I'm stressed about it because as a journalism student, you're having to do a lot of work on it.
Oh, yeah, it's a field
day. As a News 101 director, I'm having to do some work on it. We're going to have a debate panel tomorrow, actually, so that'll be interesting.
I'm going to tune in for that.
Yeah, totally. And other than that, I mean, it's just that even I myself still don't know who to vote for. I'm, like, very undecided. I'm one of those people that might very well make up my mind in the polling booth. So I know that sounds crazy, but that's just how it is.
At least you're going to vote, right?
And, well, of course. Yeah. You got to. Yeah. So, I think this is, like, a very interesting time to be in Canada. It's going to be determining a lot our future as a country.
Yeah, totally.
So let's get into some music. You know, to get people's minds at ease, but we're also going to disrupt that a bit. We'll play a little bit of political tunes today just because, you know, the election is coming up. You know, the advanced polling is done and the final day of polling is Monday, the day of where our fate as a nation will be decided.
Yeah.
But to kind of get our minds off this stressful occasion, how about we play some soul revival music?
Soul revival.
And yeah. By that I mean like an artist or band that's contemporary, but that's bringing back that old school soul. And this is a band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They're out of Alabama. And I mean, the guy who's the lead vocalist for this band, he looks like somebody who could be your like neighborhood bank teller. He looks like somebody who might be fixing your cable. If people still have that, you might be somebody who's like an IT technician, if you catch my drift. He's like a short, chubby, white dude with glasses. But his voice, man, it's incredible. It's
like,
incredible.
Like how incredible?
Like, I mean, like
angels dancing on a keyboard kind of
incredible? It's got more like timber to it than that.
Oh, so
powerful.
It's like trees falling in the forest kind of sound?
Yeah, yeah. But not like in that Buddhist way where nobody hears not. Somebody's going to hear this tree falling from miles away. He's got soul brimming at the edges,
damn.
Teetering.
Nice.
And it's awesome. Yeah. So we're going to... St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Oh.
And we're going to first hear a song from them called Call Me. So St. Paul and the Broken Bones with Call Me. This is coming to you straight out of CITR's Soul Sandwich. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
We ain't the lovers. Broken Bones and Pocket Change.
That's the name of the song, as the man just said. We're continuing on with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Broken Bones and Pocket Change is the song. It's a sad one, but it's a beautiful one.
Oh, yeah.
Young love has made all
Wow. That was... Thanks, Raheed. That has made my day.
Did that make your day, or did that... The first song was a bit happier. That one was called Call Me. You know, it was about him trying to score with the lady. Yeah. And, you know, he did well. And the second song, it's like...
The second one
I don't know if it's the same lady, but... But some lady broke his bones and left him with nothing but pocket change, exactly. So that was, again, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, a funk and soul outfit out of Alabama.
Alabama,
oh, of all places. Not like actually, to be fair, like Alabama's been producing some good music with Alabama Shakes as well.
Country and, you know.
All the influences the coming in there. Blues, exactly.
They got all of it, man. You know?
Yeah, and this group, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, I mentioned earlier, you got like this short, chubby white dude who's got the most soulful voice I've ever heard, like from a short, chubby white. In general, he's got one of the most beautiful voices, you know, yeah. Like around, like, you know, looks can be deceiving, yeah, is what I'm saying.
I mean, like, you would think he's in like one of those like high profile jazz bands or blues bands from like New Orleans or something, you know.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. He just like sounds like, you know, he would fit into that whole.
He's got
like
the whole Otis, you know, Redding thing,
yeah,
down,
exactly,
too.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. It was like a YouTube comment I saw. It was like, he's like, is he some kind of white love child of Otis Redding, Sam Cooke? You know, like
maybe even like put a little Barry White, Louis Armstrong in there. I don't know.
Marvin Gaye. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's amazing. So definitely check out St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Their album is Half the City. The two tracks we played are from that album, and it's definitely worth a shot. So, Ola, do you want to play the next tune? Are you feeling some soulful, jazzy, orchestrated kind of music?
Well, I mean, St. Paul kind of spoiled me up for like the next few days, but like, I mean, but I have like a bunch of other songs by Soul Jazz Orchestra.
Right, and what's their latest album?
It's called Resistance. You can buy it for like $7.
Oh, very politically relevant.
Yeah, like they always manage to stay politically relevant. They're from. I think
Ontario.
Ottawa. But I mean, they come from like a bunch of places around
all the instrumentalists are from like various parts of the world.
Exactly.
You got a lot of Afro-Cuban.
Yeah, exactly. Afro-Cuban, Latin
Americans.
Influence, you know.
Yeah,
it's so cool. It's great.
What's going on, Ola?
I have no idea. and it's great. Like, I mean, their last album that had like Mr. President on it was... I mean, you introduced me to that. Like,
yeah.
Mr. President.
But we just found that album in CITR.
Yeah,
that's what I love about this.
Yeah.
It's like we were looking, one day we were trying to find like new music that we hadn't discovered yet. And of course, CITR is great for that. We were perusing through the CDs of the old studio.
From the old studio,
which takes me back. And then we found...
So many memories, man.
I know. And then we find this... I just see the word soul, jazz, orchestra. I'm like, well, I like all three of those words. And they're all in combination.
At first, I was like, no, this can't be good. This is probably like one of those, like, you know, EDM type. Like,
cool. You had no faith, right?
No, but like, it was way better than I expected. And I've listened to them ever since. They're
awesome.
Really good. So we're going to play Courage by Soul Jazz Orchestra.
From off their album.
The Resistance.
Yeah.
Resistance, yeah. Hopefully y'all enjoy it. Rohit will probably enjoy it.
I haven't heard this album yet, so I'm stoked.
Yeah, okay. And I've never played this particular song before, so
Let's do it.
Good. Let's do this. We'll be right back. Right,
Viva la resistance.
Viva la resistance.
I don't know. Vive la resistance.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I was just trying to be well, cultured.
Culture.
No, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Soul Jazz Soul still Jazz, got it.
They still got it, man. They still got it. Yeah, we played Courage by The Resistance. They're Afrobeat funk jazz. So jazz orchestra band.
The name really says
from,
it all.
Yeah, yeah, it says it all. From Ottawa, from around the world, but like they're, I mean, they have their influences from different places,
but they're based.
They're based in Ottawa, and yeah, they've had great music coming. They've had the album Inner Fire, which was the one we had Mr. President from,
mm-hmm.
and that was like what kind of like you know introduced us to the Soul Jazz Orchestra in the first place. They're just one of many bands like BBNG that like, you know, they're doing and, you know, they're just doing creative stuff with like the music that they like. And it's very amazing, to be honest. So Rohit, do you have any more music for us?
Oh, of course, man. I come prepared. one of my favorite artists that I just discovered recently, his name is Fantastic Negrito.
Ooh,
I was...
that name, though.
Procrastinating the other day, like trying to get some work done, but didn't. And instead, though, I found a treasure trove of awesome music. I was I went on a spree on NPR's Tiny Desk concert series, and then I found this name that just, you know, struck me right away, Fantastic Negrito. I'm like, all right, that sounds interesting. And then I watch him perform live with this band in NPR's studio, and it was like, it was incredible. The guy had so much passion, and he had like a very powerful theatricality about him. And on top of that, his lyrics were very, very you know, powerful and inspirational. And I was like, damn, this is like the first time I've heard somebody who I'm actually like this. His like lyric writing ability is not just like that typical pop song level of grade 3 or 4 reading comprehension. He was like
Hemingway type readability.
Oh yeah, like that English literature in university, you know, pretentious. No. It isn't pretentious at all. No, it's what I mean by that English lit level of university. Like, it's that
extra,
deep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's appealing to anybody who wants to really engage on a deeper level with their music. And his song is called Lost in a Crowd, and it's really about, you know, just being, you know, kind of like alienated by what's going on around you, by like the pressures of society and not really being able to find your place in, you know, the world of today. So let's give it a listen. Fantastic Negrito, Lost in a Crowd. Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Soul Sam.
A crowd, you feel your thoughts out loud, lost in the wilderness or the sound. Get through the day, don't drown. Life it goes fast, youth is gone. Feelings of loss, come on.
until you come. Can't survive it. No, the good Lord, we travel and we travel, try to find it. We're just people, lonely people, you and I.
Some powerful stuff right there.
I have like tears in my eyes. Tears of joy? No, they're not tears of joy. It's just like...
You can have tears of joy.
I can have tears. Okay. They're tears of joy, guys. Yeah. It's a really good song. Fantastic Negrito. He's a very, very powerful voice. Very, very powerful lyrics. You know? And
There's a little bug. A little spider web.
There's like a little spider just like building like a web right beside Rohit just now.
Like, what? Like, why do we have spiders up in here? Yeah, yeah. But Fantastic Negrito. What are your first impressions, Ola?
I mean, he's great. Like, I can't believe I had to listen to him like earlier. Apparently, that's like because he had like an entire phase of his life was just like halted.
Yeah,
abruptly.
He had a fatal car, almost fatal accident. Almost fatal car accident.
Yeah, like, he was in a coma for a while.
Yeah,
so, like, I mean, and now he's like unsigned because, I guess because of the
basically
accident.
Starting from scratch again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like,
he had a record deal.
Yeah, he had a record
his
deal.
Life, then his life got twisted, turned upside down, as Fresh Prince would put it.
Say, I think there's a quote here. It's like, the minute I signed that record deal, my creative life just ended. And like, you know, I mean, a lot of musicians probably find themselves in that situation, you know.
Yeah.
Like they feel like the less involvement that the studio has and like the record label has on them, on their music, the better they tend to be, because they just let those creative juices flow. It's like actually coming from them. It's not like to become like some pop sensation, you know.
You know, it's funny, like as somebody who has a band, but you know, my band has been on hiatus for a bit. I'll admit, like, and the thing is, like, that's the goal. That's still kind of the goal for a lot of people, is the record deal.
Yeah,
but,
that
like,
record
you
deal.
Also hear just how hard it is to get one, and then how ridiculous it is when you do get one.
Because
your lack of creative control is
basically,
there, and then you basically also have to give up a lot of, you know, your ownership of the music. So it's such a paradox, you know. That's the goal of many musicians, to get the record deal. Yeah, you gotta find the sweet spot, or just do it independent, you know, which is now like a very viable option with the technology we got. So why don't we keep on the Fantastic Negrito train?
Fantastic Negrito.
Yeah, and the next song that I'm about to play from him is actually the theme song for a TV show called Hand of God. But the song is called An Honest Man. And I think it's got a really badass sound to it. It's just so cool. And it'll also inspire you to be like looking more deeply into gospel and roots music, because that's where Fantastic Negrito really gets his inspiration. And he's trying to make a revival of that. You know, we're on this revival theme today that basically Ola and I came up with in a very short span of time. But I'm like, yo, Ola, I got some ideas. Don't worry. And then he's all right, cool, man.
I trust you, man. I trust you.
Thank you, man. Hand of God theme song, a.k.a. An Honest Man by Fantastic Negrito. Let's keep going with the soul revival on Soul Sandwich. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, we're back.
Mm-hmm. But today it feels so bad. These streets got me wandering, looking for my fix again. I should have paid the Chinese girl. Now I'm losing everything I have. Yesterday it felt so good, but now today it feels so bad.
Tune in every other Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., the real, authentic country.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advance polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know the facts. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
You're back.
Yeah, we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM coming to you live from... Coming to you live from... actually, that was actually pretty good. Can we do that again?
Soul Sandwich. I don't know.
Yeah.
We need to make a new show promo and all that.
We do. We haven't done that in like a year.
Man.
Like, yo, no. We need to
work on that. It'll happen.
Like, we'll just like maybe carve out some time, maybe like...
After midterms and essays and projects and finals. As Kanye would say.
Yeah, like no, like, basically, I'm pretty sure like we just keep postponing it. No, it's like, but yeah, it's fine. Like because the only problem now is like we don't have the same time as like then. So like whatever promo we play, like everybody thinks our show is like at like on Monday at from 4 to 5.
Yeah, we gotta change that up.
We gotta change that up, and like now we have Rohit as a co-host, and I know everybody prefers him like when
what
he's
are you talking
when he's here. So it's like it's kind of better and more productive to talk to someone else than like for me just being in the studio and like they have to listen to me like every single week. You know, no, it's a some more diversity, you know.
Yeah, I guess. We checking off the different types of races coming through CITR in the diversity box.
Yeah, we got a black and
brown of some kind.
Is that I don't know. Is that politically correct?
That's it. If we're saying it, it's okay. Not just joking. All right. So we got a new album that came through our mail.
Yeah.
And it's actually an artist I've heard. Thank you for mailing. I think we came up as one of the few soul shows, so like this group who I've actually heard of, and they won a pretty big time award in Canada, which is the Best Campus Band Award by CBC.
Oh, right.
That's pretty cool, right?
Oh, they won that thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Busty and the Bass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's who we got mail from, and they came out with a new album. Again, we're on this fresh track spree today, so this is the freshest of fresh. This is brand new. This is just mailed in.
What's it called? Super Hot Fire?
something like that. So Ola and I have not listened to this yet. Both of us haven't listened. Usually at least one of us has listened to a song and we bring it in. And then we expect the other to be like, oh, how do you think? And usually it's good. You know, both of us are usually feeling it.
It's like first reactions.
But this time it's going to be like, yo, genuinely, we don't know. It could be amazing. It could be horrible. Nah, I think these guys are pretty decent.
They're probably pretty decent.
I've heard a few of their songs, but on YouTube, and it wasn't like great quality. I think this is their first professionally recorded album. So this will be cool, guys. We're gonna play it like from the top of the album. Let's just start with the first track. Let's do it
for sure. All right, this is Busty and the Bass, starting with intro. And there are 8 songs on the album. We'll just come in a few times, just like introduce the next song. And the name of the album is called Glam.
Glam.
Stay tuned. Don't go away. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from Montserrat and Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. All right. Enjoy.
Yeah,
that was a smooth and like.
That's a smooth intro. So let's get right to it. Let's keep it going. You're listening to Busty and the Bass, their latest album, Glam. And what's this track called, Ola?
It's called The Real.
Let's do it.
All right,
The Real.
Let's do this.
Never thought the brain could burn. The senses dull. I haven't felt before. Never touched a storm, or felt a wind so strong. Never knew, never felt, never had something. All the stories say something, something more than I ever knew. Something real, try and see something right, true, and everything. That one thing, far from shining, clear as gold. Well, don't forget, just tell me about it. Everything you wanna be.
playing now. Don't you ever go. Oh, don't you forget about it. Every thought, always and only just enough, they say just around, and I wanna know, wanna be, wanna see what this means, cause I know that there's got to be something more. That one thing, far from shining, glitters gold. Well, don't forget, just tell me about it. It's everything you ever need. No more playing now. Well, don't you ever go. Oh, don't you forget about it. Everyone's got to find that something, one thing to hold on. Everyone's got to find that something. Oh, hold on so long, don't you forget about. Everyone's got to find that something, one thing to hold on. Everyone's got to find that something. Oh, hold on so long and don't forget about it. Everyone's got to find that something. Oh, don't you forget about it. Don't you forget about it. Don't you.
Yeah, well, that was beautiful. Busty and the Bass with their latest album, Glam. We heard the intro track, and the second track is called The Real. And man, for first impressions today, like, this is the first time me and Ola have ever heard it.
That was amazing.
That was awesome.
That was amazing.
Feel good vibes, like, times a million, you know? Like, it
yeah,
just,
I know, right? Like, it was like, at first I was like, wait, are we playing the right thing? And I was like, but these guys are like, you know, they definitely deserve like all the accolades they've like, probably gotten. And
not enough, actually. Only yeah. That CBC camp.
Only that CBC thing?
Best camp, college band or university band, huh. You know. But like, yeah, they definitely deserve that one. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
and, you know, like, we need more bands like that in Canada.
For
we don't
sure.
Get that kind
yeah,
of style.
We don't got enough of that, man. We need more music, man. Give us all the music, man.
Exactly.
So, yeah, if you think you can do better or, like, you're as good as these guys, send us a message. Or
oh, yeah.
You don't even
sure.
have to be as good as these guys. But if you feel like, you know, you need some...
We could always use more Canadian musicians
yeah, we
coming on
this
show.
We would love to have some great local musicians sending their music on to
absolutely,
the show.
Absolutely,
like,
please.
Send it to CITR station, Soul Sandwich, and we'll...
You can catch the mailing address on CITR.ca. All the details of CITR's mailing address be there. And, you know, you can mail us that good music, and we'll we'll play it if it's good.
Hot tracks, though. Yeah.
If we like it, we'll play it. Hell, we've even played stuff we hadn't heard before just because we thought it looked cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, the cover looks nice.
Yeah. That was, I think that was one of the reasons we were like, let's give this a chance.
Give it a chance, man.
So we judge things by their covers. So. All right, guys. That's been
Soul
Sandwich for this week, this hectic, stressful, political week. But I hope you guys, if you're, you know, if you're Canadian listening to this, vote, please, on the 19th.
Yes, vote. Like,
I stress that enough?
I cannot stress it enough, guys. Guys, vote. Vote.
Vote for, you know, Ola can't vote, but he's attached to his country.
I wish I could, man.
So vote for those people who would want to vote.
Man. Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I have absolutely no say in how this country is run, even though I'm a stakeholder in this country. Not a stakeholder, but I mean, I study here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, whatever happens here is going to affect me, right?
Exactly. So, no. So,
I mean, it's
think about that.
Could, yeah.
Think about that. I mean, with all of these issues of citizenship and immigration coming up, think about like the people you know and love, and think about like, you know, who these things might affect.
So yeah. Speaking about, this is a segue that's like, okay, just like going to talk.
We got to cut it off soon.
We're going to cut it off soon. The last 3 days, a bunch of news just like came out. It's in segue from like the voting thing, and this is like we have also a democratic right within our university as well. You know, the past 3 days we've just had like a flurry of like new information about like, you know, increased tuition and like, you know, what was the other thing again?
Block party being canceled. Yeah.
And like the third one was that Mont Blanc was like he resigned, but like the court found that there was no infringement of the. I can't remember her name. Berdahl?
Oh, and Jennifer Berdahl.
The blog post lady.
And, like, yeah, yeah.
They found, we didn't find any like infringement of her academic freedom. I mean, of course, like maybe there wasn't, but like still, like you can't tell me there was like absolutely no evidence when he actually, you know, had a talk with her.
Yeah, you know, no, that's
like,
fishy.
Yeah, and like she had to write an entire blog saying how she felt. Like she's not gonna write a blog about how she felt if she didn't actually feel intimidated, right?
Yeah.
Enough of that. We're gonna go off now. I promise I'm never gonna do this again.
Man, raising the issues, but yeah. Just don't do it at the end of the show.
Yeah, just not at the end of the show. Okay. All right. See you guys. We love you.
Stay tuned for C-Morg.
Stay tuned for C-Morg, the Persian language show, and all right. We out. This is Ola and
Rohit.
And you've listened to Soul Sandwich.
We need to get a thing. All right.
All right, see ya.
Take it easy, folks.
Take it easy.